Welcome to the EBXML and Related Technologies Awareness Series. My name is Sascha Schlegel. I'm working for Cyclone Commerce X-Way. Today is April 27th, 2006. Today's topic is Electronic Business Service-Oriented Architecture. My guests today are Goran Šugić and Sally Saint-Amand. Goran is a co-founder and chief architect of Semantion. Semantion contributed the Federated Enterprise Reference Architecture based service-oriented architecture to OASIS Electronic Business Service-Oriented Architecture Technical Committee in September 2005. Goran has 20 years of experience in architecture, design and implementation of internet software, ERP software, and large database management systems for organizations in North America and Europe. Goran has been actively involved in open standards development since 2000. Goran designed and participated in the development of Semantion Registry and Repository. Originally it was called the EBXMLsoft Registry and Repository, and that was one of the first implementations of EBXML Registry Standard specification. Sally has a business and technology background and has served in management positions at large global enterprises such as Citicorp. Sally is the co-chair together with George Brown of the OASIS EBSOA TC. Sally is also engaged in the EBXML Business Process TC. Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Goran. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Sasha.
Goran, do you want to add anything to your introduction?
I think your introduction was great, and I really don't have anything to add right now.
Okay, Sally?
And I like it just fine also.
Okay. Let's start with a few questions I have for you. What is electronic business service-oriented architecture in your view?
It's a service-oriented architecture that is an enterprise strategy, and it's business-driven and built on a technology paradigm. The technology paradigm relies on business requirements, methodology, open source standards, best practices, and a reference architecture to produce a runtime architecture that is an execution environment for the strategy of the enterprise.
Goran, in your
that answer is fine. I have no anything to add to it.
Okay. What's the current status of the EBSOA OASIS Technical Committee?
What we're doing right now, Sasha, is working towards the goal of defining a complete e-business SOA solution. And by complete, we mean a fully functioning solution that's built on the principles of service-oriented architecture. It's the foundation work is material that was donated by Semantion, which is called a Federated Enterprise Reference Architecture-based SOA. Mm-hmm.
Goran, you have been the man behind that FERA-based SOA. What are the key features of the EBSOA work?
The FERA-based SOA work that Semantion contributed to EBSOA Technical Committee last year in September is based on FERA, Federated Enterprise Reference Architecture, and the main feature, you know, of this architectural solution is the complete reference and runtime architecture with two architectural components. I mean, the key components that include SOA information model and collaboration semantics that enable the overall integration of the components of the entire architecture, and this is a semantic-based architectural platform.
Okay.
Sasha, I would list the key features of EBSOA as being, as Goran said, semantic integration. We want the business and the technology people to speak the same language, and we also want to be able to enable runtime execution. The second feature of EBSOA is standards convergence. We basically want to leverage the existing standards not just of XML, but also web services, and basically rely on the work that has already been done to date. And then the third key feature is business process management. You know, business processes are the assets of an enterprise, and they need to be documented, which is modeled, and the processes also need to be measured and monitored. And those really are the key features of the architecture that we're working on defining in a specification and best practices.
Mm-hmm. A question I have is, EBSO, does it address only the private happenings within one organization, or does it also address the communication or the overall ecosystem when an organization communicates beyond its own organization boundaries?
EBSO supports both internal and external collaborations. With the internal business, for example, large enterprises or organizations have many departments and different types of systems that need to be integrated. On the other side, the same stands for consumer and B2B external type of collaborations as well. In both cases, EBSO supports two types of interfaces, gateway and portal. Gateway interfaces for collaboration and integration with systems, while portal interfaces for collaboration with people using, for example, web browsers on their desktops or handheld wireless devices to access the Federation. So the answer is yes, we support both internal and external collaborations.
So that, does it matter to the gateway whether it's talking to system within the firewall or whether it's talking with a system outside?
That's a very good question. Depending if it is external or external, you can define different kind of the profiles and configuration of the gateways, use different level of security, encryption, and also if it is external, the different organizations involved in the collaboration will use different types of the document formats and so on. You have to add the translation of the document formats, which is part of the Federation Manager. Depending, internal or external, it's configurable and you can set it up and add the features you need for the external or exclude these features when you go internal, for example, without encryption, you know, without translation between different types of the business documents and so on.
As I'm doing this interview series, EBXM and related technologies, where do you see the relationship between your work and the EBXML work as such? Sally, maybe first?
The EBXML technical architecture that was developed 5 years ago, I think this month as a matter of fact, was really the vision for an integrated, interoperable solution. And in many respects, EBSOA is the 5-year version of that vision.
Okay.
Although it additionally incorporates standards other than XML, for example, web services. So the intent is that it will utilize standards that are in existence now and not just the XML family of standards.
Okay. Goran, when I did a little bit background information, I saw you have been involved with the EBXML registry repository.
Yeah.
So is that a big component in your architecture?
Yeah, that's a good question, Sasha. And I will also add a few more words regarding overall, you know, both EBXML and web services standard use in EBSO, if you don't mind.
Sure.
By the way, EBXML registry as a standard is very important standard used in EBSO, since the Federation Registry and Process Flow Registry as two important components in the overall architecture, you know, that enables not only the metadata management for the business processes, the participants in the collaboration, resources and services and so on, but also the information model that enables semantic-based integration together with the collaboration semantics of the overall architecture. So if you look for like last 6-7 years, standard bodies, especially OASIS and W3C, produced some key SOA-related standards. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, two main groups today emerged as the main groups, i.e. BXML and web services. However, the main question is how you can integrate all these standards
right.
into fully functional architecture.
Okay.
So we believe the Therabase SOA, which is the base and foundation for EBSOA architectural work, is the answer for that, as Sally also mentioned before. So Therabase SOA, with its complete reference and runtime architecture using these standards, provides support for an integrated framework for processes, modeling, deployment, and execution with its SOA information model and SOA collaboration semantics as architectural components that enable semantic-based integration of the entire architecture. Detailed specs of these four based sphere-based SOA components are available in EBSOA-TC document repository. And with regards to overall, like EBXML and web services standards use, we believe that there are like 7 SOA architectural areas with regards to the standards. And these areas are like communication, metadata and information models, security, process, interoperability, and management and monitoring. Very quickly, I will just reference few standards for each of these groups, if you don't mind, so
yes, please,
people get a better feeling, you know, which kind of standards we use and we will be using and how we use them in EBSOA architecture, if
yes,
you don't
please.
Mind.
Please,
just a few more minutes. So the first group is the communication. So in the communication group, we look for the standards that cover protocols, internal and external interfaces. And these standards are in the EBXML group, like EBXML messaging, in web services group, SOAP, web services addressing, reliable messaging, reliable exchanges, and so on. The next group is metadata and information models. With this group of standards, we define meta model and information models for business entities, business documents, processes, services, security, resources, and other important SOA components. And in this group of standards, we use and reference EBXML registry, EBXML core components, and UBL, and on web services side, UDDI, web services metadata exchange. In this group, we include SOA information model, EBSOA specs for the information model, that includes information model for processes with services and people executing them, and resources, systems, devices, and applications supporting their execution. The next group is the security. This is a group of the standards that control access to the resources, information, and security in the context and the intelligence as well. And these standards are like XACML, SAM, Web Services Security, SSL, and so on. The next group is a very important group that belongs to the processes, choreography and orchestration, and in this group we use and reference EBXML Business Process Standard, Web Services Choreography, WSBPEL, Web Services Composite Application Framework, and our part of the processes standard group, SOA Collaboration Semantics, that enables semantic-based integration of all EBSOA architectural components for both process orchestration and choreography as well. And the next group is the interoperability, and in this group we look at web services interoperability profiles that include SOAP, WSDL, and UDDI, and of course OASIS, EBXML implementation, interoperability, and conformance. And the last group is the management and monitoring, since SOA is kind of the complex, sophisticated architecture. It requires management and monitoring of different types of IT resources, and many organizations and companies already have the tools, but proprietary tools that takes care of different monitoring areas and their systems and environments, network, databases, hardware, and so on. And in this area, we look at the standards that will enable interoperability and integration of all these monitoring tools, standards like web services distributed management, web services resource framework, web services for management, and so on. And the last few more words is just to add regarding the current gaps we see, and these gaps we believe we need more standards in the area of detailed service model, resource model, security model, especially full context and intelligence support, not just the access to the resources and the information, and of business rules and the agent framework as well. I hope I was not too long.
What I get from this is your vision or your goal is to have all these individual components working together and get them working together in such a way that you can run your business requirements, right?
That's right. The main idea of DBSOTC, there are many great standards already available in OASIS, in W3C and OMG and other standard bodies, and especially we look after the standards in OASIS because we are part of the OASIS. Instead of reinventing the wheel, why we don't use all these standards in the architectural components that are already defined and included in IBISO architecture. But we provide the architectural components that enable overall integration of all these standards into fully integrated architecture, and these two components which are important on IBISO architectural side are SOA information model and collaboration semantics that are the base for that semantic-based integration.
Okay, let me ask you the question. You provide the electronic business service-oriented architecture, and me as a business or organization, I have some business requirements to fulfill. So now, how do I find how I apply your architecture best to my business requirements?
Okay, based on your business requirements and types of the process you're going to deploy and execute on the architecture, there are actually like three major steps in the entire process of the modeling of the processes you're going to deploy and execute, and the architecture and components in the architecture you need. So you start with the first step that includes the modeling high level, and after that you proceed with the low level modeling, and you end up with a set of XML-based documents. The main document is called Collaborative Process Information Document that contains the information model about all entities, about the in process, all services or humans involved, devices, systems, applications, where you run all these processes and so on, right? And here there is enough information to deploy this document and other open standard-based documents like CPPA, WSDL, and others that gives details about your services and EBXML stuff and deploy it on EBSOA architecture and execute the process. Using this information during the modeling phase or refining it during the testing and execution, but, you know, like just using the, during the modeling phase and all details and information you collected during the modeling phase and the details of the information model and other details you generated, you figure out the pattern of your processes and which classes or which class they belong to. And in our methodology, which is based on FERA, there are four classes of processes supported. And based on these classes of processes, you know exactly what components you need in the architecture to support, to deploy and execute these processes. And after that, when you figure out what components you need, it's up to you to decide if there is more than one standard for that component, which standard-based component to use, right?
Okay.
So which standard-based component to use? I can give you an example, like, for example, do you want to use EBXML registry or you want to use UDDI registry? Do you want to go with EBXML BP for partner-to-partner collaboration, I mean, or you want to use WS choreography with BPEL and other stuff, or maybe even combination of all of them. These are just the examples.
Okay. Goran, let me ask you, for modeling, is it a misconception that you're going to be able to model everything in some graphical user interface, in some tool? You have the boxes and the swim lines and the...
That's a very good question.
The idea is to model everything, right, in one diagram maybe, or have different levels of the diagram where you can zoom in, zoom out, and you model all... On the first go, you model the go-good path, and then you add new levels where you add the exceptions.
That's right, and that's a very good question. And if you remember, when when we were talking about the standards we use and the gaps, one of the gaps I mentioned was in the detailed model of the services, resources, and security, for example, right?
Okay.
So we are still missing some parts there, but what we have today we have very detailed information model in SOA information model specification that covers all the elements and their relationships for the processes. It also associates the services that execute the business elements like activities, decisions, actions, and so on. Mm-hmm. And also the resources, I mean devices, systems, and the applications you use to execute all these, all these elements of the process. However, the next step should be, the more detailed service model, the more detailed resources model. When you talk about overall service-oriented enterprise, area where you also have to look at the resources you have and how to model them and how to put them in relationship with elements of your process, how to support them and so on and so on. I mean, we are aware of all these areas, but as of now, we don't cover all of them, but at least we cover the critical areas that can enable you today to model, deploy, and execute the process, but not every single detail will be open standard based, because today there is no complete service model for the services, right? There is no complete model for the resources, but that's why we want to explain to the people what we have right now, what our vision is, how we look at all these critical areas, how they should be supported, and how we can work together to come up with a more complete and better solution in the future. But what we have today, we can support a big part of the modeling and the execution of the process, but all details on the modeling side, they are not covered right now in the open standard world.
Okay. Sally, you have anything to add here?
I would just piggybacking on what Goran has said, that the granularity for the graphical modeling languages is not real fine just yet.
Mm-hmm.
For example, depicting graphically collaborations there are not languages right now that do that well, but it's being worked on. So in many cases, these standards are running along parallel paths, so that the standards that we want to incorporate in the larger architecture are being worked on right now. And, at some point in time, it's all going to come together. But because this is such a large issue, there's a lot of activities all going on at the same time.
Okay. This was very, very informative, at least to me. We are coming to the end of the interview already. Please have a last word where you can bring some important points you want to give any listeners.
The most important point is we're trying to define an architecture that provides a fully functional solution so people can see, have an illustration of what a complete service-oriented architecture looks like. And as part of that architecture, the work is business-driven, although still relying on a technology paradigm. But it basically starts with business processes, that they're absolutely integral to a service-oriented architecture solution as we envision it for e-business.
Goran?
I think for us it has been important to understand interrelationship between SOA key areas and the approach and attempt to support them in a balanced way that takes different aspects into consideration. A wide, comprehensive knowledge of this aspect is needed so that we do not limit our effort pursuing our goal on the basis of single point. We have spent quite of time trying to better understand these aspects and bring an integrated architectural solution to support them. Bringing also our related standards supporting these aspects together in form of fully functional integrated architectural platform has been our goal from both standard and technology perspective as well. So we are in position today not only to show our understanding of SOA aspects and standards that provide support for them, but also to present an architecture in concrete level of details enabling a fully functional SOA implementations from technology point of view as well. It is also important to mention that EBSOA architecture, like I said before, is completely pluggable and enable of use of mixed standard-based implementations of both standards like EBXML and web services, and even at the same time, proprietary-based implementations of EBSOA architectural components to be plugged in, as long as all of these implementations support standard-based interface defined in EBSOA architectural specification.
Okay, thank you very much, and Sim, you have plenty of work ahead of you. Thanks very much for the interview, Goran and Sally, and listeners, I hope it was interesting to you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.
Bye-bye.
Bye.